بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والمشورة إن شاء الله we'll be starting this kitab رياض الصالحين again and we will also be doing some tafsir of Quran Sharif إن شاء الله. So this kitab we did it before alhamdulillah, but the more and more we do ahadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم إن شاء الله the more hope that we will be able to practice on the beautiful ahadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the more we practice on the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more closer we will become to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So to create love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the most effective ways is to practice on the beautiful sunnah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the more a person is close, the more a person wants to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and wants Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love him, Allah ta'ala himself says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. They tell them that if they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a wish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then tell them فَاتَّبِعُونِ, what Allah ta'ala will do in return, يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love them. So they'll become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just by following the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is one tremendous way is to listen to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the niyat of making amal. Now when we finished the kitab, we saw that Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi had brought the chapter of istighfar right at the end. The person now is making istighfar, is asking for forgiveness, seeking pardon to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the evils, the wrongs that he has done. So generally this is towards the ending of an action. And the last chapter he brought was the chapter of Jannat. And the first chapter we do now, we'll see the chapter of Ikhlas. So what we learn from here is that actions are such that if it's done with ikhlas, if it is done with sincerity, Allah Ta'ala gives it such a long lifespan that it starts off here in this dunya with ikhlas, with sincerity, and it ends up by taking a person to Jannat. Such a long lifespan that action has when it is done with sincerity. So it's as though the sincerity is a protection, it's a guard for the good actions that a person does. It looks after it. And if a person does an action, it can be the best of actions, but if it's not done with ikhlas and sincerity, then that action won't carry the person through right up to Jannat. So this is the beauty why many, many muhaddiseen and ulama start their kitabs and start their discourses with ikhlas, because this is the actual starting point. That at the beginning, what was the niyat? It can be the most beautiful, can be the most exclusive action, or can be the most exclusive intention, or the most exclusive action that the person is doing, but his niyat is not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the most exclusive it can be, but it carries no weight in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on the other hand, if it is a small action, but if it is done solely to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is something very big. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi starts his kitab with this chapter, باب الإخلاص وإحضار النية في جميع الأعمال والأقوال والأحوال البارزة والخفية. The chapter on sincerity and the presence of intention in all deeds, words and conditions, both external and internal. So in other words, something that a person is doing that has an external formation, something that a person is doing that only has an internal formation. A person is making dua from his heart, a person is doing something, whatever he may be doing, remember that there should be the presence of niyat there. A person should always have the presence of niyat. Therefore, ulama say that even when a person is leaving his house, coming to the masjid, make niyat. So the first thing that we remember is that when a person is doing any action, the intention he should have is that I'm doing it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm doing it to get Allah ta'ala's closeness. I'm not doing it for any person, for any name, for any fame. So therefore, whenever a person is doing an action, they check his intention. And when it comes to intention and actions, ulama explain, they check it continuously. That am I doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is necessary to preserve and to protect this action and to make it acceptable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next thing with ikhlas, ulama explain, is that a person should make multiple niyats. Don't feel shy. For example, he's coming to the masjid, make niyat that I'm going to perform salat. And if there is some talim that is taking place, some learning and teaching, I'm making niyat that I'm going to learn some deen. Then he makes a niyat also that I'm going to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going out so that I can read some du'as. I'm going out if there's a Muslim that is in need, I can assist him and I can help him. I may be able to give some advice to somebody, or I may be able to listen to somebody's problem. So he's already going out with so many niyats to help somebody. And if I come to know that there's somebody sick, I'll go and visit that person also. So now he already left home, getting the sawab of visiting a sick person, the sawab of reciting Quran Sharif, the sawab of going out to seek knowledge, sawab for performing salat. So like that he makes niyat also, that if I come to know that if there's any type of sadaqah or assistance somebody is in need of, I'll try and assist. So even though he hasn't done all these actions, but just coming out for one salah, he's got multiple intentions. So Allah Ta'ala's favor and karam is such that he doesn't cut a person short by making multiple intentions. So second thing would intend, firstly, it should be for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Secondly, it should be such that the person makes multiple intentions. And then the third thing that we should do, as far as our intention is concerned, is that after the action also, check up again. And was it done solely for the sake of Allah? If it was solely for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, be thankful and praise Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. If there was any weakness in the intention, then a person should ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive him. Because it should not be such that now a person is doing an action, it seems like a good action, but he's taken to task on the day of Qiyamah. We'll do one ayat of the Quran. قال الله تعالى وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة. Allah Ta'ala says that they were commanded only to worship Allah Ta'ala, devoting their religion exclusively for Him and turning away from other religions, to establish salat and to pay zakat. This is the way of the true religion. Yeah, devoting exclusively for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This is what ikhlas is, that whatever I'm doing, it's for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. قال الله تعالى لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم. When it comes to qurbani also, Allah Ta'ala is mentioning that their flesh and blood will never reach Allah Ta'ala, but it is your piety that will reach Him. In other words, your ikhlas and your sincerity is what will reach Allah Ta'ala. That animal, its bones, its flesh, its skin, everything that doesn't reach Allah Ta'ala. What is reaching Allah Ta'ala is that ikhlas in your heart. Therefore, when it comes to qurbani, also many times it's mentioned that be very careful that you don't get involved in videoing and photography. That is killing that ikhlas. If it is done for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, why do we need people to know about it? People don't need to know about it. Allah Ta'ala already knows about it. He got it recorded. Why do we want to remind ourselves also and remind others? Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Rahmatullah Ali would say something very beautiful. He said that when you do a good action, any good action you do, take it and throw it in the ocean. Take it and throw it in the ocean. When you throw something in the ocean, you don't see it, you forget about it. Person, in other words, forget about it, don't even remind yourself, it's gone, it's in the ocean, I did it for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But when other people do good to you, then you remember that. Remember this person's kindness on us, this person showed some kindness. Imagine, person remembers that, how will he respect and revere his seniors, his elders, his parents, his mother, his father? He never repay them for all the goodness that they have done. So he remembers the kindness of others on him. But when he does any action, any good action, take it and throw it in the ocean. This is my storage for akhirat. Allah Ta'ala will pull it out of that ocean and Allah Ta'ala will show it to me on the day of Qiyamah. One last ayat. قال الله تعالى قل إن تخفوا ما في صدوركم أو تبدوه يعلمه الله. Allah Ta'ala says, whether you hide or reveal what is in your hearts, Allah Ta'ala knows it. Whatever is in that heart, don't worry. Allah Ta'ala is aware of it. We don't have to tell people what's in my heart. We don't just, unless it's a situation where it is necessary. But as a general rule, Allah Ta'ala is aware of what is in our heart. Let us do everything for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of what we reveal and what we don't reveal also. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.